Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned with us for the next hour and learn some steps you can take to be the change you want to see in the world. My guest today is a brave woman. Margot Pellegrino has looked straight in the face of some inconvenient truths and has an amazing journey to share with us. On July 3rd of this year, Margot took the first paddle stroke of many more to come. And she began an incredible journey from Seattle to San Diego via outrigger canoe along the Pacific coast. She describes herself as a stay-at-home mom who doesn't do a very good job of staying home. In each of the past 3 years, she has undertaken similar paddling voyages in her outrigger canoe, having journeyed nearly the entire eastern seaboard and Gulf Coast west to New Orleans. Since 2007, she's been paddling along various coastlines to call attention to the problems of our ocean and coastal waters. She's also been collecting anecdotal data as well as witnessing firsthand problems associated with runoff and poor storm water management, as well as the growing plastic trash problem on our beaches. On her website, she writes, "While not everything we do, every decision we make, or action we take carries the weight of the world upon it, it does carry a lot more than most people think it does. Every one of us is a living example for everyone else around us, and none more so than our children. So yes, I'm a mother who is away from her children while at sea, and that is by my own volition, and this is the best lesson which can be imparted by a mother. Why merely just think about changing the world when you can take action to create momentum to influence its destiny? I also hope to demonstrate how one person can make a difference for my children and all children, as they are the future leaders of our world." And those words were from Margot Pellegrino, and I'm honored to welcome Margot to Opening to Ecstasy. Hello, Margot.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm still getting over the adrenaline rush of hearing that you weren't home and you forgot the call.
I'm sure that's somewhat comparable to what I felt when I realized I did that, or when my husband called and said, "You're supposed to be on the air in 5 minutes." And where I am on the Molitor River, I've got some cell, and I'm holding onto a tree so I don't float downstream.
So you're in your canoe right now?
Yeah, I'm in my winter training canoe.
Well, that's perfect. That's appropriate. So that's great. So you're going to be doing the interview on your cell phone holding on to a tree. Okay. That's perfect. So I have to tell you that I'm really touched by your story, and that every time I look at your website that I cry. I have people, you know, I help people to heal their bodies and to clear the baggage that keeps them from living their passion. And in that process, you know, an essential piece is to let go of the, let the boogeyman out of the closet, you know, to take the very things that you've been running from and hiding from in yourself and, thinking that you're hiding it from others. People usually can see our boogeymen, but then taking that piece that we're hiding and bringing it into the light so it can be healed and loved and made whole. And I've learned that, turning away from the things that make you uncomfortable only makes it, more painful and makes your condition worse. So in my mind, this relates to the ocean and the problems that we tend to not want to look at. So to me, you're a hero, and I thank you and applaud you for being a shining example, not only to the children, but to all of us in adult bodies as well.
Wow, thank you. I mean, that's really absolutely incredible. I'm kind of like totally blown away by what you just said. You know, you're absolutely right. When you bury your problems that are, you know, things that are bothering you, they tend to fester and get worse. And, you know, you're right. You can look at it that way with the ocean, by, you know, turning a blind eye. We know we're having an impact, and we know it's, for the most part, really not good, in a variety of ways. And, you know, we can either, fail to deal with it and turn a blind eye and pretend it doesn't it's not existing, or that it doesn't exist, and it will get significantly worse. I think that's a reality.
Absolutely. There's a chant that I used to sing all the time. I haven't for some time, but it just came to my mind, and the chant is, earth my body, water my blood, air my breath, and fire my spirit. And I've always felt that very strongly myself, that connection to the earth. And, you know, we are mostly water ourselves, and, you know, made of the elements of the earth, and everything is all connected. And there's one water. You know, we think that, oh, the poisoning the water over there. Well, there's one water. It's all connected. It goes up into the atmosphere. It rains back down. It flows around. It's in everything that we eat, that we breathe, everything that we do. It's in us. It's what we need to live. So this topic really touches my heart, and I just really am amazed with you and the journey that you've taken.
Well, thanks. No, you're absolutely, you know, you're absolutely right. We're kind of like a closed system, you know, like a giant terrarium in the sky.
Yes.
And you're right. We are completely creatures of this planet. You know, we're its denizens, you know, among its many denizens. And we're just not, you know, we can't separate ourselves from it. We really, really can't. I mean, at a certain point, you know, farmers all know, and anyone who keeps fish, that, you know, you're only as healthy as the place where you lay your head. You know, I mean, why do you clean a horse's stall every day? You know, why do you take the waste out of a barn? You know, why do you take it away from your cattle and your livestock? You know, there's reasons why, and because you'll get sick if you don't. and you know, there's so many of us now that if we're not really careful with our waste, whether, you know, it's municipal, you know, whether it's the stuff that ends up in a sewer plant or it's our trash, you know, especially the plastic kind, which we're really finding out more and more is a huge issue, especially in the ocean environment. You know, how healthy can we be?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Trash the place.
Yeah, and I bring this up because... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sitting here, you know, holding onto this tree, and my kids, I left a little bit late for my paddle. I would have liked to have gotten out a little earlier so I could have, you know, gotten home earlier before it gets dark. But, you know, this is how it goes, and then, of course, forgetting. I'm so sorry about that. So I'm sitting here looking at this trash that I've collected, you know, and I always like put the trash in my boat. And I had found a while back paddling on the Sim River. I love the Malacca because it's a very much, I know the workout, I know the river, and it's easy to get to. And, you know, I can either do the short paddle or the long paddle. And today I opted for the long paddle, and I was lucky that I had the tides with me, you know, starting out. But, you know, I'm looking at this trash. I took a sled this morning because I knew I didn't want to have it all, my boat totally yucked up. I mean, it gets yucked up enough. And, but with the trash, it's just gross. And my kids are saying, were asking, why did you put a sled in there? I'm like, well, because that's going to hold the trash. And it's overflowing, of course, you know. And it's, I would say, you know, I've got two or three cans.
I've got to interrupt you for a break.
Plastic.
Margo. Mm-hmm. I have to interrupt for a quick break. We'll go on a commercial break. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Margo will continue with her story and share some of her incredible journey at sea. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
For our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
TalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at OpenLiveNow.com. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments. My email is Lynette, L-Y-N-N-E-T, at OpeningToEcstasy.com. You can get that information off of my site, OpenLiveNow.com. My guest today is someone I greatly admire, ocean activist Margot Pellegrino, and she is talking to us on her cell phone as she is paddling down, I don't remember the name of the river. What's the name of the river you're paddling?
It's the Mullica River. It's in South Jersey. It's actually in the Pine Barrens, which makes for a really nice, clean river. It's the Pine Barrens in New Jersey, believe it or not, it's the largest undeveloped tract of land between Boston and Washington, D.C.
Oh, wonderful. So before we continue, could you share your contact information for anyone who would want to follow you on your journey and support your efforts?
Oh, sure. I still have, you know, the website is maintained. I blog very, very sporadically. I think I might start up again a little bit more frequently. But it is Miami, that, you know, the name Miami, to the number 2, Maine as in the state, .com. And you can also link, you know, into it at Seattle to the number 2, San Diego.com. We have both.
Yes, and Miami to Maine and Seattle to San Diego are both journeys that you've taken, correct?
Yes, yes.
So what led you to take these journeys in your outrigger canoe?
Well, you know, it wasn't something that just happened overnight. It was something, I think, that had been kind of growing inside me. You know, my husband and I were married for 9 years before we decided to have kids. And, you know, I wasn't always totally sold on the plan. And and then once I had my son, I just realized, like, how, you know, the responsibility was just overwhelming to me, and that I had to make his world as perfect as possible, which, you know, it's impossible to make it perfect, but I wanted him to at least have what I had. And I could see, you know, as an adult, you know, looking out when I go to the shore here in New Jersey, you look out to the east and you see the pink haze of smog. But, you know, we didn't really see that much when I was a kid. And I distinctly remember my father saying, "See, you don't see all that haze over the east because, you know, that's the wide open ocean." He goes, "But if you turn and look to the west, you'll see that haze, and that's all from the pollution." And it was just like something he just, like, mentioned to me, you know, I guess in passing when we were looking at the sky, because we were always looking at clouds and stuff like that at night in the sky. And, you know, and now you see that pink haze looking out to the east. You know, it's definitely not the way it was when I was a kid, you know, and just the different shells that you find on the beach and the things that you find, you know, it's really not the same. And now, you know, I've collected some stories on the mullet that there is this guy that counts the little river fish that is totally blanking on the name of these little, the herrings. And you know, they come up, and he counts them. And he was telling me that there was a fisherman off of Atlantic City who caught a cod and didn't know what it was. Oops. Hello, did I lose you?
No, I'm there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know if I put you to sleep or if I...
Oh, no, I heard that. I didn't know this.
But, you know, it was just amazing because... You know, what we're also doing was overfishing. You know, I mean, cod used to be very plentiful. And now there's a catch them that people don't know what they are because they're not used to seeing them.
Okay. I'm feeling really dense here because there was this long silence after you said that because I was like going, okay, he caught a cod and he didn't know what it was. I'm going, okay. And I didn't realize that your point was that they used to be very prevalent. Somebody would, so he would have known what they were.
I'm sorry. you know, it's just like there's so many, you know, different things that we're doing, you know, and I think what really struck me too was I've always fish tanks. And I'm getting a call, but I'm going to ignore that. And you know, I've always maintained fish tanks and I've had too many fish. I've always had too many fish for my tanks. But you can get away with having too many fish if you're very religious about your water changes, you know, and keeping up with the water changes. You know, at least like 10%, 10, 15, 20% maybe every day when you have a lot of fish in your tank, more than you should have. And if you kind of get lazy, then you can do a big emergency water change of, you know, even 80% of the tank I've done and had my fish get a little stressed, but they always survive. And, you know, as long as you keep the water clean, you don't ever have to really treat your fish for any kind of illness because they stay healthy. Well, after I had my daughter, you know, I had my son, and then 3.5 years later, I had my daughter, and I still had a fish tank. Well, I was just, you know, kind of going, you know, I had my pup, my dog, and my cats, and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, the fish tank kind of fell by the wayside. Well, it really didn't take long for the tank to completely crash and everything died. And it kind of got me really thinking that, you know, the earth is kind of like a giant fish tank and there's no one to change the water. You know, there's a system. The hydrologic cycle is what gives us our clean water. You know, that's the whole purification system. The water evaporates. It goes into the air. It rains down onto the land. It gets filtered through the land. You know, comes out in the rivers and streams cleaner, you know, and it's all cleaner than when it went down onto the land because there's always, like, contaminants and stuff. You know, I mean, gosh, even before there were people, there were volcanoes. So, you know, but the land provides, like, a way of cleaning the water before it goes into the rivers and streams and into the ocean. And, you know, we're kind of mucking things up with what we're doing on the land, especially when we, you know, cover the land with impervious surfaces so that we are increasing runoff and, you know, we're adding to the stuff that's running off. So it's really, you know, I kind of thought, you know, we really need to pay attention to this and we need to do this sooner than later. And we need to maybe correct some of our bad habits that we've developed. So,
absolutely. I look, we're not going to have enough time before this break to get into what we can do to start reversing this. You know, I'd really like a call to action and some steps that people listening, you know, can take right away to start, you know, making a difference. But in the, you know, a couple minutes we have before break, I'd really like you to say just a couple more things that you've seen in the ocean. What do you see as the problems that you've encountered?
Well, runoff is huge. Runoff is huge. And no matter what coast or waterway I'm on, you know, you always see the problems of runoff, whether it's, you know, overgrowth of algae, you know, just dirty water, foul-smelling water. I'm going to go floating into a tree. That's okay. I'm floating backwards downstream, but that's all right. I'll just, like, stop in the tree.
I'm sure it's a nice tree. It'll be happy to hold you there. For the listeners who are just tuning in, I'm speaking to Margot Pellegrino, and she's actually in her kayak on the rat, you know, going down the river while we're talking to her, her cell phone.
Yeah, and, you know, so we've got runoff. We have some not very good fishing practices and fisheries management, although I think a lot of the folks on the West Coast are getting more of a handle on fisheries management than what we've seen so far on the East Coast, although I am happy to say that, you know, we no longer overfish the menhaden off the coast of New Jersey, but it's still done, I believe, in Virginia, and I'm not sure about North Carolina. I don't know. But, you know, and the Chesapeake Bay is basically, you know, ruined, and as far as I'm concerned, and one of the things that really doesn't help matters is that it's lost its, you know, prime algae-eating fish, which is the menhaden. So we've got issues like that. And, you know, and also ocean acidification, which isn't something that I really see. You know, it's something that you see when you see pictures of dead corals, you know, live corals versus the dead corals. Actually, I have to tell you, I did see that when I was in Key West. I totally forgot. You know, it's all the corals in the near shore area were totally, totally bleached out. Now, whether that was from ocean acidification or the runoff, that, you know, it could be both, you know, because we know that it's happening.
All right. So I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Radio for Your Body and Soul. When we return, Margot will tell us some things we can do to heal our oceans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Today I have Margot Pellegrino, ocean activist and stay-at-home mom, sharing what we can do to be part of the change we want to see in the world. And Margot is speaking to us on the cell phone as she's paddling down the Mullica River in New Jersey. And she has a sled with her that she's using to pile trash that she picks up on the river. And in the last segment, she was just talking to us about what she's seen as the problems with the ocean that we need to deal with, and that's the plastics, all of the plastics that are being littered and collecting in our waterways, runoff that we're putting cement and things on the ground that aren't permeable, and we need the ground to clean the water before it goes back into the rivers and the ocean, and overfishing and ocean acidification. So are you with us, Margot?
Yes, I'm with you. Wow, that was really pretty good. You must be taking notes. Oh, man. Yeah, and the surprise problem, I think, is plastic. I don't think it's something we ever really thought of. We always thought plastic would be, it's rather innocuous, and it's plastic, but it's not innocuous. We're finding out that when it breaks down, it gives off like styrenes and stuff like that, and which are toxic. And also, like, the particles just get smaller and smaller, and they still, retain their plasticness. It's not like they'll break down into something, into simpler compounds. It breaks down into just smaller pieces of plastic. And we're finding that, there's a potential of it working, and it has been working up in the food chain. I have a friend who was she is with Ocean Futures, and she's got video footage of, like, the little zooplankton actually ingesting, you know, like those little Caesaro little guys that, you know, that the whales eat, the baleen whales, you know, and they're ingesting plastic. So it's, you know, it's
I hadn't heard that before. That's shocking thought.
I'm sorry?
That's a shocking thought, you know, along with, you know, all the other pollutants that we've put in the water.
Exactly.
But I want to make sure that we're focused on what we can do.
Yes.
I think that we all agree.
Oh, that's an easy one. Yeah. I mean, as far as the plastic problem, that's an easy one. I mean, number one, you know, just make sure that your plastic goes into the trash or recycling bin, preferably recycling bin, or, you know, even better yet, avoid it if you can. You know, you don't have to buy bottled water. For the most part, most of our drinking water in this country is pretty, you know, it's regulated, especially if you get municipal water. And so you've got perfectly good water out of the tap. There's no real reason to have bottled water. Although I do have to qualify, in Panama City, Florida, they get water alerts all the time. So, you know, those people do have to unfortunately resort to some sort of bottled water. But the first thing is you just, you know, avoid it at all, you know, as much as you can. Cut back on your plastic use. Take your reusable shopping bags to the grocery store. That's the best. And, you know, so you don't even have to do paper. And pick up the trash that you say. You know, if everyone does a little bit, then it does get cleaner. And, you know, we might not be able to reverse everything, but we can certainly not keep making it worse. So I think that's, like, number one, is you can do things to not make it worse. As far as, like, you know, your lawn and what you eat, going organic as much as possible is definitely better for our water and for all of us. And, of course, picking up the poo when you take your dog out. I mean, actually, you know, I can go on and on about all the different little things you can do. But David Helvard of Blue Frontier Campaign, and that was the partner organization that was the organization I partnered with when I did the West Coast paddle, was David Helvard's Blue Frontier Campaign. And he has a book called 50 Ways to Save the Ocean. And there are 50 ways to save the ocean. And he's got them all listed. And you know, some of them are fun. You know, so much as, like, just go enjoy the beach. You know, see, you know, learn, you know, get to know and love what it is you need to protect. Go out and join an organization that is involved in helping make things better. I belong to Surfrider. I'm a Surfrider member of the South Jersey chapter of Surfrider Foundation, and they're a great bunch of people. And we do a lot of things. We do beach cleanups. We have some initiatives. We've been trying to get a plastic bag ban passed in Ocean City. Because Ocean City, New Jersey, you know, claims to be a green family resort. And we're like, well, put your money where your mouth is and let's ban those plastic bags because they are a big problem. And, you know, there's just, I would suggest get, you know, the 50 ways to save the ocean because there are so many ways. I mean, walk more, ride your bike more, drive less if you can. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Those are, you know, there's so many easy things, and it actually becomes, you know, kind of fun in a way to figure out what you can do to lessen your impact and lessen your footprint.
What are some fun ways your family have lessened your imprint?
I'm sorry?
What are some fun ways that your family has lessened your impact as a family?
Well, we live in a little town. And we ride our bikes. Well, the kids ride their bikes to school, no matter the weather. And I always ride my daughter. She's in kindergarten. We haven't been able to leave always as early as Billy leaves because, you know, I did the same when he was in kindergarten through second grade in a different school that started a little later. But now he's in third grade, so he rides his bike alone or with friends, and he has to leave a little earlier. We go for walks together as a family. We just got solar panels. That's kind of cool. So we're very excited about that. Now we can actually have a garden, because now we had to take a few trees down. as well as trim back some. So now we have a little more light, and I'm excited to say that we're going to actually have a garden.
That does sound like fun.
Yeah. And, you know, we try to, I mean, partly because we're lazy, but partly because it also looks nice. We like to deal with the native plants in New Jersey. And they don't really take that many, you know, they're used to New Jersey. So you don't really need to water them a lot. You don't need to, they're very low maintenance. And we're totally into the low maintenance thing. We don't really have, we have grass that grows just because there was grass that grew there, but not because we fertilize it or do anything, you know, special to it. It just grows. And sometimes it's more weedy than other times. It's kind of interesting to notice what's growing on your lawn next when you don't do anything to it, except cut it.
Yes, it is. I've got lots of dandelions, and I figure, well, those are really good liver tonics, and you can put them in spring salads.
Yes, they are. And if you're the guinea pig, they love dandelions.
Well, I'm actually glad I don't have a guinea pig. I have enough other things to take care of.
Yes, we have a guinea pig.
I had them when I was a girl. So, I'm almost afraid to ask if you know what we could do to help with runoff and ocean acidification. You know, part of me is afraid those are too big a topics. I'm hoping you'll have some things to say that, we can actually do, even take action right now.
Oh, well, you know, runoff as, that's also, you know, well, we have our houses, so unfortunately that's, you know, area that's not, where water can be absorbed. So you can put, like, a rain garden around your house or around your low points. You can collect the water that runs off your roof in barrels and use that to water your garden. Definitely ditch the lawn. Let me tell you, lawns are evil. And the more you think about it, you know, the space that it takes to grow sod especially and how water intensive they are and the stuff you have to put on them to maintain them, it's just so much better and healthier for everyone to go native. So that's definitely a runoff issue. Also, you know, if you can go to a gravel driveway as opposed to something that's paved, or now they're having, you know, it's very interesting because my husband works for the EPA, and they're experimenting with different types of pervious surfaces. And there's all sorts of neat things being done. And if you ever go down to Alabama to Dolphin Island, Dolphin Marine Labs there, they also have pervious surfaces in their parking lots. It's really interesting. So there's a whole bunch of things you can do. And the ocean acidification, well, that's just because there's all this added carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. You know, so if you drive less and ride your bike more, then you're definitely helping. And if you go solar, you're definitely helping there as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we get into certain habits and ways of being, and I've noticed that when I'm drive more in my car, which I don't drive that much anyway, but when I drive more in my car, that I do feel more disconnected. And when I'm out walking, that I feel much more peaceful and happy. And my son and I, you know, really, he was resistant at first, but he's gotten to where he really enjoys walking with me, even if it's quite a distance to the store. You know, it makes an adventure, you know, something that we can do together. And I noticed that we end up making friends and, you know, meeting new people. And whenever we've walked to the store, people have come up and said, "What is it with you guys? You're just so happy," you know, because we just come in and we're in a relaxed, bubbly mood. And I want to recommend to everyone, and I'm going to get the book myself, 50 Ways to Save the Ocean. It's time for a commercial break. So this is Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. We're going on a quick break. And when we return, I'm hoping that Margot will share some of her experiences teaching children how to take care of the world that we share. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. We've been talking today with ocean activist Margot Pellegrino, and she's been talking with us about some of the ways that our ocean is really in trouble and things that we can do to heal it. And that's the good news. I found for every, you know, emotional ailment or physical ailment, any kind of relationship problem, any problem with the environment, that for every problem, not only is there a solution, but there's usually many solutions. And when we are unwilling to turn and look at the problem, then there is no solution. I think it was Ramtha who said that there's infinite possibility always as long as you have an open mind. And I think that relates to the situation as far as, you know, if you're closing your mind to the problem and not willing to look at what's happening with the ocean, what's happening with the environment, then there's nothing that you can do. You're just going to continue going along, you know, maybe hoping that somebody else will save you. But we are in this together and we can do something about it ourselves. We can save ourselves and make a better world for our children. So I hope that everybody will get David Helzarg's book. That's David Helzarg, H-E-L-Z-A-R-G. That's H-E-L-Z as in zebra, A-R-G, 50 Ways to Save the Ocean. And Margot recommended that. I haven't gotten it yet, but I'm going to get it today as soon as I'm done with this interview. So, Margot, what legacy do you want to leave your children and your community?
At the very least, I hope I leave it a little cleaner. And, oh, I should just point out, I think it's Helzarg with a V as in victory.
Oh, V. Okay. H-E-L-V.
Yeah.
David and, Helzarg.
You know, I hope I at the very least, leave the place a little bit cleaner and, you know, and maybe with a garden. And, I also, I hope that, you know, I hope that I can inspire my kids to, you know, get out there and do something if they see that there is a problem that needs to be fixed. You know, don't just look at a problem and say, oh, someone else will fix it. You know, you've got to do it. You noticed it. It's your responsibility to at least try to get people to pay attention to what the problem may be. You know, it might be a big problem, might be a little problem, whatever it is. You know, if there's a problem, it needs to be fixed. And also, you know, besides just leaving the place a little bit cleaner, at the very least, I'd also like to get people just to be outside in our wonderful world. I mean, you know, it's funny how, you know, you mentioned you walk with your son and everyone, you know, talks about how happy you look when you're out there walking and, you know, you're going to the stores or whatever. Well, you know, when I bike my kids around town or when I bike my daughter to school, that's, and just like I did when I was biking my son when he was her age, you know, that's our quality time. That's the time we get to talk and, you know, and we're outside and even, it's funny because when you're sitting inside and it's rainy out, it's like you think, oh, I don't want to go out on the bike. But actually, it's kind of fun. You know, you're out there. No one else is out there. And it's really not that bad. If you have the right clothes, it's really not that bad.
Well, luckily, there's 50 ways to save the ocean because I know that not everybody is going to go on their bike in the rain.
No, I know. We're a little extreme.
Well, I'm all for extreme. I really am. I would love for that to spread, but I know that not everybody is going to do that for sure. So luckily there are many things that we can do, big and small. And speaking of big things we can do, you know, I was just so amazed when I heard that you were just going out and, you know, canoeing every day and paddling, you know, from Seattle to San Diego, from Miami to Maine. And for you personally, just as a woman out there by yourself, what was that like for you? You know, what did you learn about yourself and about the world having that experience or those experiences? Because I know you've done this several times.
Well, you know, it's funny because, especially with the West Coast, you know, I had a lot of doubts. That was a hard paddle. I had a feeling I wasn't going to be able to keep to a schedule. I really, you know, didn't know, how hard it was going to be. I mean, there was like a week solid off that we had in Newport, Oregon, just because of conditions. But one thing I learned is, you know, really, you know, if you have a good idea, everyone has a good idea of what they're capable of. They might not always feel, I think, as very confident, but, you know, you'd be surprised at what you can get through if you set your mind to it. I guess, like, you know, I honestly can't believe, really, when I think of the West Coast, that I actually did that paddle, because that was one gnarly paddle, and I guess I'm tougher than I thought I was. it was a grueling paddle. I'm not just, you know, in a mental sense, just because it was very big water, very cold water, and I really attribute a lot of that success to June Barnard, who was my land crew, my partner and all that on the West Coast. She was just absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. But, you know, yeah, you're out there all alone and you sure do feel how, you know, it's up to you to get to that shore and to get in. You know, there's no one coming out to get you unless you freak out the Coast Guard and they decide they're just going to come get you anyway. But but normally, you know, that this doesn't happen. They just, I got a little concerned. That happened off of Newport, actually not off of Newport, Oregon. I had left Newport, Oregon, and it was a very heavy fog. And then the winds kicked up, and it was quite challenging. But I knew I was calling, you know, I was calling ahead to, they call them, you know, bars. And I had to call ahead to see, you know, what the bar conditions were, and I figured, well, it doesn't hurt just to tell the Coast Guard that I'm going to be paddling through, you know, because you never know what the conditions might be. And, you know, I called ahead to this one bar, and then I got a call back when I was, like, 20 miles, 22 miles away from Newport, you know, and they said, well, our bar is currently restricted and it's closed. And I said, okay, well, then I guess I'll have to do a beach landing. And they said, well, we can't advise that. And I thought, well, you know, there's really not, you know, I can't just sit out here. or blowout here all night, you know. I mean, I have to get in, and a beach landing is going to be obviously my only option. So, you know, they weren't happy. They called me back later and said, well, we're just going to, you know, we're sending out a 44-foot boat out for you, and you know, I said, well, you know, you could come if you want, but I really, you know, I'm you know, I'm going to get in on the beach. But then I saw their boat, and I thought, well, what the heck, you know? I mean, they're coming out for me. I can't really hide and run away, you know. I was hoping. I know, it's horrible, because I was, like, really hoping I would beat them to the beach before they came out, because, you know, it just looked kind of, it was just, like, not a nice, it would not have been nice if I had seen them and then tried to paddle away from them. So,
well,
you know,
it's okay to receive support and to be on the safe side, and I'm glad that you were safe. You were paddling right near where I live. I live on the Oregon coast, and that's how I first heard about you. And our time has gone quickly today. We've come to the end. I want to thank you, Margo, so much for being on the show today and sharing your journey, your mission, and what we can do to be part of healing our oceans. And I hope that everyone listening will pick up the book 50 Ways to Save the Ocean by David Helvarg. And yes. I hope that we will all start implementing some of those ideas immediately and have fun with it. Find ways to do it and make a game out of it with your family, with your friends. And personally, I know that living this way makes you have more peace and feel better about yourself. And I also want to send thanks to all of you for tuning in to Opening to Ecstasy. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. Please join me every Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 Central, and 2 Pacific. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, relationship coach Cassie Daggett will be sharing steps you can take to get ready for your next relationship. I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.